السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. جب دنیا میں انبیاء آتے ہیں,
حضور says that when in the world the prophets come, then those prophets and their communities, they are always meted out with a treatment that they are opposed, they are laughed at, mocked at. And Allah Almighty has depicted the same thing in the verse which I have just recited. The translation of the verse is as follows, that similarly for every prophet we make from the culprits the enemies, and Allah is good enough as the guide and the helper. So Allah the Almighty says that every prophet was opposed, and these people who opposed the prophets, they are not those people who get nearness of Allah Almighty. They are actually from the culprits, and those who in the name of Allah, when they torture those who are the beloveds of Allah, then their crime goes multiplied, becomes more heinous. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was opposed, then Allah Almighty told him as well that these oppositions, these are the doings of the culprit, the criminals, and these opponents of faith, religion, they always do everything possible for them, tooth and nail they oppose, and to stop the message, and to make it difficult for people to follow, and also to give torture the people who follow him. But these oppositions, these difficulties, and these killing, and these oppositions, all these things do not enable these people to be victorious. Ultimately, eventually, the prophets are those who are victorious. And the opponents, they become the victim of the wrath of Allah. In the Surah Al-Furqan, from which I read a verse that was revealed in Mecca, and the opponents over there, they inflicted all types of difficulties and tortures upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his followers. And every injustice that was and every oppression that was committed against them, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was always very steadfast, and he used to advise the same to his followers. In the history, there are many tragic incidents which have been recorded. One incident has been related in this way, that is related to Ammar, his father Yasir, and the mother Samia. It is related to them. They were a lot of oppression and injustice was committed against them, and when they were physically being tortured, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam happened to pass that way. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked towards them, and in extremely painful way, he said that sabran ala yasir, that if inna mu'idakum al-jannah, that O family members of Yasir, be steadfast, and as a result of your steadfastness and patience, Allah Almighty has prepared the paradise. Yasir, during that torture, after some time, he was martyred. And the old Samia, who was a bit strong, Abu Jahl hit him with a spear which touched the lower part of the abdomen, and in a very tragic way she passed away at that time. So these were the tortures which were inflicted upon the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the opponents, so that nobody should come near to him. But from these injustices, the right-minded people, the pious people, they were even more attracted to the message of Islam. And looking at these hearts which were filled with faith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people were more attracted to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the message of Islam, it went out of Mecca and reached Medina, and it started spreading over there. In Habsha, Abyssinia as well, it spread. And when the leaders of the Meccans and their followers, when they reached to the peak of this opposition and torture, then the message of Islam, in order to get, instead of it being suppressed, rather this barbaric acts, that became the means of it spreading it furthermore. So Allah Almighty says that there is no need to get worried, to be worried about this opposition, because this opposition is going to become the means of the guidance of many people at the end. And Allah Almighty is also the helper. He is the Hadi, He is the one who guides, and He is Nasir, He is the helper. So He is going to help you. And despite all the opposition and all the persecution, the victory and the dominance will be for him who has been appointed by Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty, in order to help his prophets, he shows the signs from the on this world and the heaven whenever he likes. And in order to for the killing and the punishment of these criminals, he also shows the divine manifestations. And a mighty king or a pharaoh-like person or any head of the state, they cannot stop the jobs of the prophets. the way of the prophets. But actually the opposition shows the way to them, to the people. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that as this manure and the fertilizer, it is used for the further growth of the crops. Similarly, these filthy opposition, they serve like fertilizer for the divinely appointed communities. And these oppositions become the means of the guidance of so many people. So therefore, this is the way of the criminals, that they oppose and persecute the beloveds of Allah. And it's quite obvious that when time of the advent of the promised Messiah was there and he had to claim, then this was the tradition. This tradition of Allah Almighty had to come into play. And it actually started being shown like that way. He was opposed, he was mocked at, and those who followed him, from time to time they were put to hardships, and still this is going on. And the so-called ulama following those people, they have considered it to be a part of religious duty to persecute the Ahmadis. The verse before this verse of Surah Al-Furqan, Allah Almighty says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. And the Prophet said that, my Allah, my people have thrown this Holy Quran towards their back. So in this, this is mentioned that the Kufar-e Makkah, the leaders of the opposition, leader of the disbelievers in Mecca, they disbelieved. It is also mentioned there that when the promised Messiah was to invite the people to the real teaching of the Holy Quran, and he had to invite these people to impose the teachings of Islam upon the teaching of the Holy Quran upon them, then at that time the majority of the Muslim people, they have actually forgotten the teaching of Islam. But when the Imam of the age invites them to come, that you come to me, I tell you the hidden meanings of this message of Allah, so that you can put this teaching into practice upon yourself, this beautiful teaching. So then these people start opposing that. So immediately after this verse which I recited earlier on, in this actually Allah Almighty has given a satisfaction to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, to his community, that in the name of God and the name of Quran, if these people are opposing you, these are because of the fact that these people do not understand what is the message of the Holy Quran. But you need not worry. The prophets are always treated like that. And Allah Almighty is the Hadi. He is going to make available the means of the guidance of so many people. He is your Nasir, your helper. And those criminals and the culprits, the so-called ulama and the mullahs and the leaders, and those are the people who are inciting the common people upon the opposition, then all their efforts are not going to succeed at all. And certainly the success, and success after success, that is going to be to the community of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. So whether these people rise in opposition or whatever effort they can do, let them do in any way, no effort of these people is ever going to be successful. And all these oppositions, one day, these are going to turn back upon these people. So if they have got any element of fear in their hearts, I say to these opponents, then they should fear that rod of Allah, which comes upon these such people, and seek protection from the punishments of Allah. Because he has got great sense of honor for his beloved people. So this is the opportunity. You have to benefit from that. And these opponents, they have to benefit from that. instead of following the so-called ulama. They should spoil their life and the hereafter. They should listen to the call of that man who is saying to you with great patience that a person who came with utmost sincerity and love for you, but the person has been inviting you with the instruction of Allah Almighty, that person is called as the liar and Dajjal. So what could be the worst condition of this people? And then he says that if in Allah Almighty the attribute of Rahmaniyat was not there, it was not possible that you could have been saved from his punishment. So today as well, we say to our opponents and to those people who are inflicting hardships and torturing the Ahmadis and consider it as an act of piety, following the teaching of the promised Messiah, Allah Salatu Wasalam, and following that example which he followed, following the example of his master and our master, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we would like to say to these people that we are giving preference to your welfare and your betterment, and your condition actually makes us restless, that you should not offend Allah Almighty to the degree that there is no way for you to come back. And before that point is reached, and you stop the opposition of that one who has been sent by Allah Almighty, and those people who have believed in the Imam of the Age, don't torture them, don't make them the target of the punishment and the torture in the name of religion. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that those people who are sleeping, wake up. You are unmindful. You be alert that time of a great revolution has come. This is the time to cry before Allah and not to sleep. And this is the time to supplicate and not to mock or to call the people liars. You pray that Allah Almighty give you the eyes so that you can see this darkness fully at this time, and also you are able to perceive that light which Allah Almighty has prepared in order to dispel this darkness. Get up early in the morning and seek guidance from Allah Almighty, and unjustifiably do not do anything to pray, and do not pray to finish this dispensation which Allah Almighty has established. Allah Almighty, your forgetfulness and your intentions are not going to be followed by Allah. And Allah Almighty is going to make it very clear to you your shortcomings and your mistakes. And Allah Almighty will help His beloved one. And He will not let this tree be cut which He has planted with His own hand. And may Allah give them the guidance, and they should follow this Imam of the Age which Allah Almighty has established. In Pakistan, the notorious and infamous ordinance which has put so many restrictions upon Ahmadis, one of them is that the Ahmadis they should not recite the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and they cannot write it anywhere or cannot disclose it anywhere in any way. And from time to time, the administration, they are in order to make the Ahmadis the target of this ordinance, they are using this and doing it, and they try to benefit from this ordinance in order to appease and please the mullahs. Recently in one village in Sargodha in Chakmangla, the police came at night time, and the kalima which was written on the front of the mosque, and a child was there, he was asked to remove that kalima, and then they took that sign and took it away. But the Ahmadiyya, members of the Ahmadis, they wrote it again, and the child was young, and they terrified that child and get all these things done from him. This detail has not been received. But it was not removed, it was not erased, it was removed, the plaque was removed. So I would like to advise each and every Ahmadi child that in future, if there is any such incident, then the children should say to the police that if you want to remove this plaque from there, then you can do, but I can't do it. Whatever injustice you may put on us, whatever torture you may give us, but I am not going to accept it. But because this is the kalima, and to safeguard this kalima is the responsibility of each Ahmadi, young and old and the child. If those law enforcing agencies are the members of those agencies, if they do like that, let them do. We don't fight with the ordinance, with the law. But every Ahmadi must always remember that we are not going to be their helper in any way, in any case. So that on the day of judgment, this kalima will bear witness in our favor, and they would be declared as the criminals. The law in Pakistan says that Ahmadis, as they, according to the definition which they have made, they are not Muslims. Therefore, they are not authorized to recite the kalima or to write it. So we say that we are not in need of your definition. The Allah and His Messenger has mentioned that whosoever says kalima, he is a Muslim. And in one hadith it is mentioned that the best remembrance, afsalu zikr, is which makes a person a Muslim, that is to say, La ilaha illallah. So our iman and our faith, nobody can snatch it from us. Rather, Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, لِمَنْ أَلْقَى السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنَا. And those people who send salam to you, never say to them that you are not believers. And Ahmadis, by the grace of Allah, to Allah and to His Messenger, and on His Messenger and the Holy Quran, they have firm belief in that. And all the articles of faith, they have firm belief in those. And having that faith, they are not only Muslims, rather they are the true believers. Because these are the Ahmadis who have fulfilling the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have conveyed their salam to the Imam of the age, and they have become the member of his community. So this incident of erasing the kalima was not only in one village, rather one or two days around that in Chakshmali. There was this similar incident happened there, but the president of the Jamaat said that he closed the door, that if police have to come by force, which was in uniform, then they can come inside, otherwise they cannot come in. He was an old man, and he was also suffering from heart condition. He said, if anybody else is going to step in, then he would have to walk over my dead body. His name is Malik Ata Muhammad Sahib. And all through this time, he was continuously repeating the kalima. The police anyway, they went back and they did not remove the kalima there. But regarding the president, Amir Sahib has written that as he was suffering from heart condition, his condition aggravated and his condition worsened. And during all this time, he continued to recite kalima, and he suffered a heart attack after that, and after that he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Allah Almighty exalt his status. Along with another janaza, yesterday I led his janaza in absentia, offered his janaza in absentia. In Pakistan, the opposition is getting stronger these days. For Ahmadis in Pakistan, the Ahmadis abroad, they should pray for them. And I also remind the Ahmadis in Pakistan that at this time, the stability and the survival of Pakistan depends upon Ahmadis. Therefore, they should pray very hard, very intensively. These so-called ulama, they are delivering the edicts of kufr and disbelief against us. And they have baffled the minds of the people in such a way that as if they are unable to understand, they can't understand what is truth and what is falsehood. There are some who are criminals, which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, and they are the right-hand people of these ulama. And you cannot expect anything good coming from these people. It is vain to have an expectation. But there are some people who are ignorant, and they simply believe in whatever these mullahs are going to say to them. They do not have the knowledge. Allah Almighty give them the wisdom to understand to understand this matter. And there are some very good type of people, those who are openly expressing their dislike for these attitude of the mullah. So these people should raise their voice in order to save the country. And they should leave aside the enmity and against the community. And they should not take side with these people and let them befool the people. This is also the condition in Pakistan, that the financial condition is extremely worse. It is becoming, it is being mentioned on television and the newspapers. Nobody cares for anybody. This extremism is rampant everywhere, and nobody bothers about that. They don't care what's happening. Every day, 15, 20, rather more people are being killed every day. And the punishments from the heaven, they are also coming down, and nobody is ready to think about that. For the last few days, there was a lake in Hunza, which has spread worry and anxiety all around. And the level of the water is increasing, and one village is already encircled with water. And the people don't know where the water is coming from. And all their estimates, they are completely wrong in this matter. And several villages, they are inundated with water and encircled with water. And when they go to the top of the mountain, the water reaches there, and the Karakoram way is underwater. And sometimes this intensity of the water is so much that those people who were helping in boats, they are helpless and they can't help. And they are moving to the top of the mountain, and the water is as if chasing them over there. And now we have learnt that even it is becoming difficult to help rescue these people with helicopters. So these are the conditions. So if they think, they should consider, what is this happening? What is going on? Why this level of water is rising in such a way that the spillway which they have made, if it overflows from there, then in that case it will wipe away everything with it. And the water that will flow out of overflow from it, that it will cause destruction in the surrounding area, and that will be unimaginable. They can't have the estimate of that. But all these things, these people, they do not get the least attention from these. They have got no worry, no problem at all with these people. The only worry they have is that they should go on speaking filth and filthy language against the Ahmadis and try to kill them. And they say that killing an Ahmadi is actually the sort of a martyrdom for them. Despite the fact that they are being killed in the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are being killed despite the fact that they recite kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, have you opened up his heart whether he is reciting the kalima to show or from the heart? The companions did not know whether he was reciting the kalima truly or not. But in those people who were directly guiding, getting the guidance from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they did not know that how the kalima was being recited, whether simply from the lip or from the heart. But these mullahs, they claim that as if they know what is the reality, that this, and they know that the Ahmadis, they simply say it from their lips and not from their heart. Recently, there was a martyrdom 2 days ago. There was a martyrdom in Karachi. Hafiz Ahmad Shakir, Gulshan Iqbal Karachi, he was living there. at night time at 12:30 when he closed his shop and he was coming back. He was running a medical store. He was coming back. He was 41 year old, and the people stopped him and put the pistol on his temple and killed him there. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. As a Khadim, and after that as a Nasir, when he joined Ansarullah, he was very active member of the Jamaat, particularly the recitation of the Holy Quran. He was very fond of that, and he used to take part in competitions. He was very pious, very devout Ahmadi. Apart from his wife, he also have his mother alive, two daughters, Quratul Ain, 19 years old, and Tuba, 14 years old, and Faik Ahmad's son, 17 years old, are among the survivors. Allah Almighty give comfort to the mother and to the children, and to the wife and children. So all these injustices, all these oppressions, and these killing, and these martyrdoms, all these things, because they are being done at the behest of these mullahs. The definition of a Muslim and a believer, which has been given by Allah and the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that I have told. Now regarding those people who kill, what the Holy Quran says, Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَازَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَزِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. And those people intentionally, knowingly, who kills a believer, then his reward, his punishment is hell, and he is going to stay there forever and for a long time, and he is punishment and disgrace and of Allah will be upon him, and he will be a punishment, given the punishment by Allah Almighty. And as I have mentioned, that these people in the enmity of one another, those who come forth with this so-called definition, in the opposition of one another, whatever they call, whomsoever they call the believers, they are also killing them. In Pakistan, every day such killing is taking place. The ulama, they should also think over it. The one who incites a person for a crime and planning for that, he is also a criminal in the same way as the one who actually does it. Anyway, so this matter, we have handed over this matter to Allah Almighty. We have shown patience, and we will continue to show patience. And Allah Almighty says regarding the martyrs, وَلَا تَعْصَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتَ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. That those people who become martyrs and those who are killed in the way of Allah Almighty, do not consider them as dead. They are actually alive, and they are being given provision by Allah Almighty in His nearness. So regarding the martyrs, the blessings of the hereafter, that blessing is there which Allah Almighty has promised them. And the eternal life has become their lot. But regarding these opponents, Allah Almighty says, وَتَجَلُونَ رِزْكَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. That you are making the means of your provision, and this is what you have made, that you simply reject the truth. And the food and the provision of the opponents and the leaders is simply that they oppose the promised Messiah. And by opposing, they have this provision. So this has become the means of their earning. Or this disbelief has become the means of their provision. And they have forgotten the true Razik, the one who gives, one who provides. So this the Allah Almighty has mentioned about the punishment of rejection and killing, has mentioned in that verse which I have already mentioned. So it is a moment of fear. They should think some over it. Regarding the progress of the Jamaat, of course the opposition is spreading all over the world. And as I have already mentioned before, this is according to this statement of Allah Almighty that all the prophets are always opposed, and this is a fact. So therefore it was destined that the promised Messiah was also going to be opposed, and also his followers. And his followers were also going to face the opposition in every place where the Ahmadis are. In some places more, in some places less. In so many ways it is being done. So these days, as I have mentioned in the previous sermon, that in the Egypt, the opposition of the Jamaat is also getting very strong. And because of this opposition, there are certain departments of the government, they are following the mullahs, and they have also become part of it. And they have kept the Ahmadis into detention, and there are allegations put against them. And one of them is that, Nauzubillah, God forbid, the Ahmadis, they consider the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, as the Khatmun Nabiyyin. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. According to us, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his status is the highest. And after him, no law-bearing prophet can come, and nor any new book can be revealed after the Holy Quran. So, therefore, the claim of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the claim of to his servitude. And his claim, and he has mentioned that Allah Almighty has sent me for this purpose, that in this age, I am the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this age. So simply by closing the eyes, these people are. I say to these people that instead of simply believing, closing the eyes, those people which you listen, that is not right. They should think what is actually the claim of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then if the allegation is there, then of course they have the right to say. But at least they should listen to our standpoint. They don't listen to Ahmadiyya's standpoint. And they are not ready to listen to that and just pass the judgment one-sidedly. They should fear the wrath of Allah. Hazrat Masih Maud, alayhi salatu wasalam, they should look at the services of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, for the sake of Islam. And also, they should also consider the love and the devotion of the Ahmadis for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, in the sight of Allah, we are not the criminals. You are going to be the criminals in the sight of Allah. And those will be the criminals who, without seeing anything, are simply imposing one decision of their own. The condition of these ulama, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in the wording which I would like to present. Hazrat Masih Maud, from the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, these so-called ulama, the nature of them and their attitude and their doings, there is no difference at all. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that those people who say that we are the ulama of Islam and we are the great scholar of the faith of the Prophet, rather we consider them as lazy people, and just like the animals we see them. From their doings and from their pen they do not help the truth, except that those people who are the beloved of Allah, and very few in number, and most of these people you will find that they have the rancor against the people of the truth. And it has never happened that after listening to the matter of the truth, they have not raised hue and cry. These people don't know that what is right and what is correct. They don't abstain from mischief, and they continue to mix the truth with the falsehood, so that with their criticism they could deceive these ignorant people. And this is what I mentioned, that they say that Nauzubillah, the Ahmadis consider the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam as Khatmun Nabiyyin. This is absolute lie. It's a total lie. And through that, they are trying to mislead the other people against Ahmadis. And then he says that that person who, which has been established by Allah Almighty for the reformation of people, they consider him as a sneaking whisper. And they declare the believers as the disbelievers. And their steps do not move except towards falsehood. They don't move to anywhere else. And their tongues, except turning the people as kafir, they do not use them. And they do not know what is the service to religion. They mix the truth with the falsehood. And knowingly and willingly, they fabricated the lie. So this is a great, bad situation for the faith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the majority of the ulama, they have gone out of the honesty and truthfulness, and they are falling upon falsehood, so that they could protect them from the truth. They are trying to protect the falsehood from the truth, and Allah, they do not care for Allah, the Great Almighty. And they are helping the disbelievers, as a matter of fact. And they have put this thing into their mind that that is right, while the fact is that they are always following the right of destruction. And they just have their own desires, and they do not ponder over the meanings, and they do not ponder over the truth. And when they hear something truth, then they disregard that. And when they are called upon for the death, and then they fall upon the world as the great lovers. And some of their deeds are such that when they do at home, and some of those deeds are there which are done outside just to show them to the people. That is to say that in the home they are different, and outside they are different. So therefore, these people who are the show-off, and he has given one example, the promised Messiah, that a mullah was making a plea that for the sake of Islam you should give great sacrifices. And his wife was also listening, so she was greatly impressed. And when she came home, then all the golden bangles and all these things were there. She offered that to the Maulvi, that this should be also given as the service of religion. So he asked, "What is this?" She said that you made a very passionate appeal, so I was also moved. So the reply of the Maulvi was that it was not for you, it was for others. So these are the conditions of these mullahs. So woe be to these people. Very sorry for these people. They have seen it fully well, that this disorder of the disbelievers has increased very much. And they know it fully, that the religion has become the target of the mischievous people. And this boldness which they are showing at this time in the Europe, and also on the website, in the newspaper, and against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the material which is being published, are in Pakistan, on the Facebook has been stopped, and certain very obnoxious material has been put there against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all this is just because of the fact that they know very well that the Muslims are not united, and so you can do whatever you do, you can do whatever you die, because these Muslims are not going to be united. And the Imam of the age, who was the stalwart in the defense of Islam, and these people do not want to help that person. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that this disorder of the disbeliever has been intensified, and they see that the religion has become the target of the mischievous, and the truth has been trampled upon by these wrongdoers, and they are still ignorant, and they pay no attention to the welfare of the religion, and they listen to every painful voice, but still they do not care for what these disbelievers and the impure people say. But like the pregnant women, they make themselves very heavy, although they are not like that. And whenever they get up to perform anything good, then they are very lazy and very indifferent. And they are not really working hard for this. And whenever there is a personal enjoyment, then they are always running towards that and jumping towards that. They are the selfish desires. So this is the condition of the ulama. And But the disbelievers, they are trying their best to destroy the Islam. And they are consulting one another regarding this matter. So this was the condition of the promised Messiah's heart, the painful condition which he had regarding the situation of Islam, and what was thinking that what the people should do at this time, and what they should consider this matter very seriously. And by writing that, he simply did not criticize the ulama. Rather, as we know, that he wrote more than 80 books in defense of Islam. And he tried to show the way to the ulama and follower of every religion. He invited them to come for to compete against Islam, to have a for confrontation. He invited, and the faith he strongly instilled in his the hearts of his believers. And he actually spent all his energy and effort and life in this defense of Islam, and he left behind such a community which is following this path. And when he passed away, the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, people acknowledged his services. And the opponents, I just present one example of that. Maulana Abul Kalam Azad, who was a Muslim leader, he was not a Muslim Ahmadi. At the death of the promised Messiah, he said that this greatness of Mirza Sahib despite the fact that we disagree with some of his claims, but now that he has passed away permanently, he has brought this point to the Muslims. Those who are sincere Muslims, they have really felt it, that a great man of them, from among them, has passed away. And with that, with his departure, this defense, great defense, which he was doing and was linked with his being, that chapter has been closed. And he was the one who was a victorious general against the non-Muslims in the defense of Islam. And this thing compels us to declare this thing, that this great defense which he has, which he presented against the in the defense of Islam, this was his belief. Huzur says that I don't think that that the treasure that he has left behind, that is still, dumbfounding the opponents of the Jamaat. And then he further says that the literature of the Mirza Sahib, which he produced against the Christians and the Aryas, that has won the acceptance of the people. And in this distinction, he was doesn't need any introduction. The greatness of this literature, today, when he has finished his job, we have to admit it from our heart. Because and this cannot be forgotten at all, that when Islam was being trapped by the attacks of the opponents, and these people, the Muslims at that time, when they were Islam was under attack, it was their responsibility to defend Islam. And because of their shortcomings, they were simply, there, but they did not do anything. If somebody did something, that was the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he says that these people, they were not doing anything, or they were not able to do anything. And on one side was the attack on Islam, that the whole Christian world was opponent to Islam. And they were trying to suppress the light of Islam, and they wanted to finish it off. The Christian world, this light of the true perception of faith, which was given by Islam, they considered this as an obstacle in their way, and they wanted to extinguish that light. And the intellect and the wealth, the support of that was there. They had all the intellect, and all the wealth was also in their hand. So employing these things, they were working very hard. And on the other side, the defense was so weak, the condition of the Muslim was such, that these people had brought their machine guns. The wealth and the intellect and the arguments and the books were there. And on the other side, the Muslims did not have even a single arrow. And there was no question of any defense. they were not able to attack nor to defend themselves. And then he says that then there was a defense started from the Muslims. Then one part of that was from Mirza Sahib. As a matter of fact, the whole thing which was done, that was done by the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was his singular honor. And not only the Muslims, those who are Muslims, the truly Muslims are, as I have just given you one example. So it is not only these people, those who have prayed the work of the services of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, but the opponents, they were also afraid of the great services of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the great work that he was doing. He was a great stalwart of Islam. And the teaching which he presented, that stopped the way of the progress of Christianity. And the Christians had to admit that the progress of them, not only in India, but also in other parts of the world, that the way that Ahmadiyyat has adopted of their tabligh, that was compelled to be stopped. We were compelled to stop that. Two examples of that I present. Mr. Reverend Gar, an American missionary, he has written that the help that has come from to Sierra Leone from the Ahmadiyya Jamaat in this Rokopur is a city there. In the surrounding area, they have have very strong defense in that area, and the victory is coming to Islam. And as the result of this defense from the Islam, that in one city, we had to close one Ahmadi mission in a village recently as a result. And H. Williamson, he is a professor of Ghana University, he writes in his book, Christ or Muhammad, in his book, he writes that in the northern part of Ghana, all the important sects of Christian, they have, except one sect, they have left the field open for the followers of the Ahmadiyya community. And especially in some areas, the whole field has been handed over to them. And the Ahmadiyya community is achieving outstanding victories, and they hope that the country will be they think that the whole country will be converted to Christianity. Now it is doubtful, and there is a danger of that, because the large number of the highly educated youngsters, they are being attracted to Ahmadiyyat. And certainly this condition is an open challenge for the Christianity, but this decision is yet to be made whether in Africa is it going to be the crescent who is to win, or the cross. And certainly it is going to be the victory of the crescent of Islam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says regarding his own condition, that what was his feeling? He says that my comfort every day is in this fiqh, that I should always be busy in this work, and without that actually I can't live. That I should be dedicated to Allah and to His Prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I should be explaining the excellence of His message, the Holy Quran. And I don't care about the opposition. And the only thing I wish is that He should be pleased with me, the one who has sent me. And that is my pleasure. Whatever He has disclosed upon me, I would like to let the whole people know. This is my duty, that whatever has been given to me, that I should share with other people. And in this preaching, and I would like to include everyone who have been called for this noble cause. And in order to accomplish this task, I am ready to do whatever, and I am ready to sacrifice my life, and I am standing in the way. And I am sure that Allah Almighty is not going to let my prayers go away, and will fulfill all my endeavors and my prayers. So regarding such a person, this obnoxious allegation can be ever mentioned, that he was the one who considered himself to be Khatamun Nabiyyin, and his status was even higher than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. God forbid, it can't be. We are the people who understand the teaching of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and we are the people who understand the true meaning of Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And we are the people who understand the real concept of the Muqame Khatme Nubuwat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very frequently this allegation is thrown upon Ahmadis, and against us there are the so-called ulama. These ulamas, they are inciting the sentiments of the people and try to achieve their objective. They are trying to do so. So they should look at these facts, and the Muslims should see these hard facts and should to see that so far as Ahmadis are concerned, they can sacrifice their lives, but they cannot. They can, after understanding the true meaning of kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, they cannot turn away from this kalima. These kalimas, when they are removed, and in the name of the defense of Islam, you know, the Ahmadis are being put behind bars in jail, and some of them, they are martyred. This is the kalima after the death is going to bear witness in our favor in the presence of Allah Almighty. That these are the people who used to recite this, truly recite this kalima, and this is the kalima bear witness against them, those who are killing the Ahmadis and making them martyrs. So we should be happy that by giving the glad tidings of Jannah, Allah Almighty is blessing us with the eternal life. So as these martyrs, they are getting the glad tidings of the eternal life. Similarly, each one of us who is showing steadfastness, they are also getting the love of Allah Almighty, and they are going to absorb the love of Allah Almighty surely. So never ever let this spirit die away. Allah Almighty enable us to do so. Today, the one who has been martyred, after the Jummah, I am going to lead his janaza prayer. Malik Ata Muhammad Sahib, he can also be included. And along with that, apart from that, the one Egyptian Ahmadi, Ahmad Muhammad Hatim Hilmi, Hilmi Shafi, as a result of kidney failure at a young age, he passed away. He was 22 years old. He was the eldest son of Dr. Muhammad Hatim Hilmi Shafi Sahib and was a grandson of Hilmi Shafi Sahib. People, all the Ahmadis know Hilmi Shafi Sahib in Likam al-Arab. Many of his programs have been recorded along with Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe. This young man was disabled from the beginning. He was confined to wheelchair, but with great steadfastness, he continued through the ailment. And he used to say to his mother that I bear all these things with patience. His mother said that I used to be surprised by looking at his patience. And when his condition got worse, when satisfaction was being given to him, he used to console his mother. And the mother said that he was most obedient to us from as compared with the rest of our children. And his father, Dr. Hatim Shafi Sahib, as I said, I mentioned about the Egyptian people, that they are kept in jail. He is also one of them, Dr. Hilmi Shafi Sahib, Hatim Hilmi Shafi Sahib. So he was in prison when his son died. And despite his disability, he got the degree of business, and he has done a course of computer. And he had a great intention that for his grandfather, he should write some literature and make a contribution. He was greatly attached to Khilafat. Twice he has come for the Jalsa during my period of Khilafat. He has come twice here. The mother says that at the time of death, he was saying, "Inna wala baitim wuzi'a linnase lallazi bebakka." And because of the kidney failure, he was having the treatment of dialysis for some time. So his father is Asir Rahe Mawla. He is in prison. He could not join the janaza. So Allah Almighty raise his status and grant the satisfaction and comfort to the parents. And Allah Almighty keep each and every Ahmadi always under his protection.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر